2-0 nights all night. Really? I know you don't work for us officially, so I appreciate that you took the job anyway. Tonight's my treat. Drink up. Okay, thank you. Ah, damn, that's good. That's what life's all about. Keep it coming, bartender. Drinking plum beer like water. Akival, I think maybe you should slow down. Akival always drinks like this. He's competing with the alcohol, apparently. You got it! This is a battle between my liver and this booze! If there's a strong beer before you, you've got to take it on if you're any sort of real man! Damn it, that's right! But my ass still couldn't drink that fucking moonshine that they make. Oh my god. I tried it one time at a party. You can actually buy it. It's like moonshine that they make and sell in liquor stores here. And dude, just the smell of that shit made me fucking gag and vomit. I'm like, god damn it. It's like, I can drink almost any kind of hard liquor, but when it came to that shit, I couldn't fucking do it. Barrow took Aster to a small but relaxed bar in the outskirts of the capital. Shortly after they started, even looking at the lines of empty beer steins in front of Akival was nearly enough to do non-negligible damage to Aster's liver. By the way, what position do I hold with the knights exactly? My little brother, more or less. What? As if. Just kidding, man. You would be considered the princess's royal guard. She is still technically royalty, so she does need some protection. Well, since Riche is royalty, that means he's treated as the Knight of Eden too. This is an unprecedented situation, is the thing. Like it could have happened before. If there were more than one princess like Riche, the stress would make all the knights go bold. The three knights chatted about recent events, the state of the knights, what restaurants Aster likes, and more as they continued to drink. Once they started getting reasonably drunk, the conversation at some point shifted to women. I don't know of any other knight in Eden who married his second wife right after being appointed Aster. Huh? Seriously? Well, probably. If I'm being real, it's just a matter of whether you meet a woman you actually want to bang. Oh, this is telling. Most men pray to Mother Eve to purge their desire, so the fact of the matter is that few are as proactive as you, Aster. What a waste. Well, we ain't married either, so there's not much room for us to talk. Oh yeah, you two aren't married? I think any girl would go for you guys. Aster remembered the many passionate stares women directed towards him on their way to the bar. I don't plan on being with a woman unless I know she's interested in me and not just my status. Facts! I've actually heard a guy admit that in real life. He was saying, all these women, they're not interested in me, they're interested in my status, they're interested in, you know, where I'm at. And my career and all that. And it's true! It's fucking sad, but it's true. What, because you're a Zero Knight? I'm jealous that makes you so popular, personally. There was a time I felt that way. But reality isn't so pleasant, unfortunately. You've just got ridiculous expectations. Maybe. All I really want is a pure woman, though. Pure? Pure? Really? Man, red pill him. And what about you, Akivo? I heard your father set up an arranged marriage meeting for you just the other day. Huh? Did you get matched up with someone? I turned her down. Lost interest when I heard all the conditions. I'd have to go home early. And then I cut a collar every day and all that shit. What a pain in the ass. See? This man can't even go out and fucking fight monsters. He can't train for days. Mister, it's 10 o'clock. Where have you been? I don't care if there is a dragon or a demon sorcerer. You should have been in this house an hour ago. That's literally what it's like. You better march your butt in this damn house. Oh yeah, he don't want it. He's like, considering you randomly go out and train for days of vanquished monsters whenever it occurs to you, that does sound like a hard request to fulfill. If it was a girl like Riche or Ramius who could come with, it wouldn't be a problem, though. Well, there are female knights like Sufi, you know. Wouldn't someone like that be good for you? Being around us stresses them out. If they had to be with us 24/7, it'd probably burn a hole in their stomachs. It took Sufi around 3 years just to get used to me. So you just settled for being alone? I doubt I could live with that, especially my dick. Man, jerking is good enough, quick and easy, that's what I want. Yes sir, a man of culture. I let out my pent-up tension through art, so I'm fine. Wow, that sounds impossible. I've heard people do that with sports, but I don't believe it. He's obviously lying. You can pretend to be all cool and suave, but you fat when you get home just like anybody else. Facts! Yeah, that. Okay, yes. When I get home, I masturbate all by myself. See? He's telling the truth right here. Don't totally believe that either. What answer do you want exactly? I've never been interested in using a handjob shop or anything. Why not? I mean, you live in a world where you just pay somebody to do the thing, and you'd rather do it yourself? I mean, come on. Get an expert. Good lord, I mean, in this age, we got men that are satisfied with pictures of the thing. I've never seen anything like it. It's like, it just doesn't make sense. It's like, yeah, I know you want to touch the feet, but here's a picture of the feet. Oh, that's fine, that'll do. Said no one ever. Should be, anyway. I mean, back in my day, I'd be like, I didn't want to just see a picture of your damn feet. If you're into feet, you know, a lot of people are. A lot more than are willing to talk about it. Handjob shop, what's that? Right, you were married before you became a knight, so you wouldn't know. It's a shop unmarried men can go to for handjobs. Well, I mean, what the hell? We need... That sounds like a great idea. Let's open one of those right across the street. I mean, perfect, right? You go in, say, hey, sir, how can I help you? Well, I want a hand job. Well, that's what we have here. We've got hand jobs. If you want women, we have women. If you want men, I'm not interested in the gentleman, but one of these fine ladies right here, about how much? Oh, that'd be about $30 to $45. For how long? Well, as long as it takes. Sold! Here's the money. All right, go right over there. You can pick out the one you want and have fun. Great. And then you come back. Man, that was a wonderful time. I'm glad you enjoyed it, sir. I'll see you next time. Good, we appreciate your business here at the handjob shop. That's what we need right there. Solves the whole damn problem. Won't be an incel in fucking sight, folks. It's over. It's gone. It's done with. No more incels. It's like, I can't get laid. There's a handjob shop right over there, sir. Nobody's touching my penis. Sounds like a personal problem. You could go to a handjob shop. Enjoy that. Right across the street, right there. Right next to the goddamn Dollar General. Seriously? They're technically called special massage parlors, but everyone refers to them as hand job shops. They are just, be real, it's a hand job shop. Whew, what a horrible establishment. You wouldn't say so if there was a man that was fingering your damn clit. Right? Am I right? And then I get looked at as a bad guy. You know, they hated Jesus because he told the truth. Well, I'm telling the truth. Call them what they are. Man needs a hand job every once in a while. And he's willing to pay for it. Believe me, I know men that pay ridiculous amounts of money for things you wouldn't believe they pay ridiculous amounts of money for. Hand job? That's nothing. Isn't it against Mother Eve's rules? Fuck Mother Eve! The laws only forbid sex proper. Doesn't count anything you might do involving mouths or butts or anything else. Just ask the Mormon girls. But if you go that far, it's hard to keep yourself from going all the way, so they don't offer anything beyond hand jobs. That's fine! I never knew such a place existed. I need to check that out. Yeah, you do, and I do as well. Right across the street. I've already got a marijuana dispensary. All I need is a strip club, which I'm not even interested in, but I need a strip club with a hand job shop right next to that. That way you can take the girl that you like stripping, and you can say, hey, there's a hand job shop over there. I heard you're really good with that. Or, let's go ahead and get this done. I think it's great. A win-win. She gets money. The shop makes money. Strip club makes money. I get a hand job. Man, it's a win-win. Shit. Sounds great. And you don't have to do a trucker bathroom or anything, any kind of bullshit like that. And truck stop bathroom, you know what I'm talking about. No glory hole bullshit. And if you're gay, I'm sure there's plenty of men that's willing to do the same thing for you. So even the gay folks make it out of this one. I mean, hand job shop, it just sounds like a wonderful idea. Well, I mean, let's just be real. You know, we don't have to call it a massage parlor or anything. Just put, you know, Harry's hand jobs. There you go. Man, I walked into Harry's hand jobs last night. Them women is something else. Brother, really, you went in? Yeah, I went in. Boy, she did things I never knew a hand could do. Did they do feet? There you go. You get your foot job. You get your hand job and a foot job, Paula. Right there in the same damn thing. That'll work. I mean, hell, they got the blow job. You got everything taken care of. You say, well, me and the wife got into it. I'm going to head over to the hand job, foot job, and blow job parlor. I'm just going to take them all out. You got into it again with the wife? Yep, I got into it. Well, pick the girl you want, and we'll handle you. Sounds good. Sounds like a plan. You know, this shop It needs to have more people talking about it. That's the kind of world we need. I tell you, wouldn't be a goddamn incel in sight. Unless, oh, I want my babies! Well, you ain't gonna get that. I thought you was an incel, not one wanting a baby. I don't know what you call that. I never knew such a place existed. I need to check that out. Well, I'll be goddamn. I got health insurance. Bachelors get all the fees covered by health insurance. Lord, I'd be in there every day. Yep. Well, I'd be getting medical bills so much to paid. They'd be calling me up, Blue Cross. Hey, how many times you gonna go? As many as needed, sir. Many as needed. This is my sexual health now. Very, very important for a good functioning mind. Man doesn't need his mind on lust. He needs his man on. He needs his mind on the focus of the work. If I can't focus, I can't work. If I can't work, I'm not a productive member of society. If I'm not a productive member of society, then things don't work as well as they need to, right? So fix that. You get the lust taken care of. All that's out the door. Yeah, plenty healthy. Married men gotta pay the price. They already paying the price. Ah. It's not anything you'd be interested in, Aster. Not only do they blindfold the men, but the service is provided through a curtain so you can't even see the woman's face. Well, that sucks. Maybe in the ones I propose, we will get to see the woman's face. Have you two tried it? Not me. Uh-oh. Me neither. Heard scary stuff about it as a kid, so that put me off. What scared you? So a guy decided he at least wanted to get a look at the girl's hand and secretly took off his blindfold. Uh-oh! It's Grandma Gummer. And what came through the curtain was a hand so wrinkly you couldn't even tell the person's gender. Yeah, I don't want no mummy hands on my dick. No. When I said a hand job, Paul, I meant the pretty young girl. I mean, come on. They're giving hand jobs left and right on the damn OnlyFans. I see it. Sight of the mummy-like hand groping around for his dick was apparently so terrifying that he had nightmares about it. It's all on Twitter. There are a lot of urban legends like that. I can't imagine any government-run establishment. See, that's the government working for the people, right there. Government says, you know what we need? What? A hand job shop. A hand job shop, Mr. President? Yeah, hand job. Been a while since I had a good old rubbing tug. He really is a guy. He really does have dementia. A hand job shop? Isn't that gonna oppress women even more? Not that I can think of. Be quiet and enjoy it. Huh? Hand job shops are run by the government? You betcha! And listen to this, they're heavily regulated to make sure no mishaps occur. Now listen to him, because this is real talk. There are some underground services that do something similar, but that's shady shit, so I'd keep my distance. That's not even in the game world, that's in the real world. Y'all know what I'm talking about, these underground services with these pimps and all these crazy motherfuckers. Stay away from that shit. When I'm talking about an Uncle Sam run, hand job shop, that's what I mean. And they need to be real about it. Put on a big old American flag, Harry's hand jobs. Big old American flag. Veterans, we salute you. That's what we need, right on the front door. Big old sign. Veterans, welcome. POW, we will not forget. Right there. All the men that have fought, discount veterans. That's what I'm saying. Let's give the veterans something they deserve. A good old rub and tug from beautiful women. That's what they need. That's what they fought in the damn hell for. The deserts and everything that's been going on over the many years, the many wars we've had. And wars we're about to have again. That's what we need right there. Okay, but now that I've heard about it, I'm not confident I can restrain myself. No, we gonna go. We gonna go one day. Me and you, Aster, we gonna go. Just get Ramius to jerk you off, he says of his sister. She's at least got nice hands. Oh yeah, I could do that. Pretty strong too, though. Careful not to let her crush your dick. What? Aster's a man who takes care of his equipment. I'm sure he's prepared for Ramius' grip. Oh no! Well, if you're so confident about your equipment, that makes me want to compete. Let's compare, shall we? You're on! Haha, it's nice if you get along like brothers, but if you don't want people to think it's more than that, maybe watch what you say. Huh? What else would they think? Not noticing how shocked the other customers at the bar were, especially the women, the men's only get-together went on until morning. Well, damn! That was amazing! One of the best things we've ever done in this fucking game. This isn't even gonna be an Evenickel video. This is, dude, I'm gonna make two fucking straight things with this. I'm gonna cut the sex in one, and then I'm gonna do the whole bar thing as a full-on red pill video. Cause, I mean, everything they talked about was red pill as fuck. Like, that is exactly what we talk about here in the Manosphere. Everything that Barro and Archival are talking about is true. And I still stand by what I said. American hand jobs. Harry's hand jobs. That's what we need. Or Henry's hand jobs. Probably not going to do Harry's hand jobs. That might give you a bad, maybe you have like a man hand. You don't want that. Henry's hand jobs. Well, I mean, that'll work, right? I mean, of course you look at Henry, people say, well, is there going to be some guy by the name of Henry? I don't know. What do you want me to call it? Henrietta's hand jobs? I don't know. We gotta think of a name. Heather's hand jobs. There we go. I'm going in to... Where's Heather at? I'm going in to get myself a good old rubbing tug. You know where I can find Heather? We're all Heather. Well, I'll be damned. It's my lucky day. I'll take all of you. Here's $150. And I've seen men spend more money on less, gentlemen. Facts I have. Y'all know it. But that's how we fix the incel problem. Oh, I can't get laid. No woman wants to touch me. Go over to Heather's hand jobs. Hey there, folks. This is old Henry, and I'm here talking about Heather's hand jobs. You got a dickin'. It been dry for a while? Well, we got a cure for that. We got Heather over here. We got Heather over here. And we got Heather over here. Every one of them got great hands, great skills, and will give you great pleasure for great money. So step on up. Right down to Heather's hand jobs. Well, we're going to do you right. And veterans, we know you serve. So we're going to give you an extra special discount on these lovely ladies. That's how we do it here in America. Because at Heather's hand jobs, if you're not satisfied, it's your own damn fault. And with that, I'm out. For Grimm's Hentai Corner with Eve Nickel.